Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another edition of the VHL's Kelmkelp Holistic Healing Hour. And I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to try to keep these episodes somewhere between 30 and 45 minutes moving forward. So what I'd like to do today is, this is a little bit geared towards my silver streakers who've been coming through in regards to the workouts for geriatrics, and then where we talk about the nutrition and support system here. Today, I want to spend most of the 30, 40 minutes on immune system support strategies and how to go through different steps that we've talked about before, from being grateful and patient to giving thanks, prioritizing good sleep and immune system support. Diet, of course, we've talked about that. How to practice intermittent fasting for immune support system, something I've been doing myself personally for about 7 years now, intermittent fasting. We'll take a look at that. And time permitting, because I want to keep these shows to that time frame, I'll probably elaborate a little bit more on how the fasting part of it impacts the immune system to correlate and coordinate with all these superfoods and facilitate getting your circadian clock. That will be a discussion for a different show, but everything's about balance. So the system, as we're introducing what we're used to being past tense, in most cases hasn't worked out. Thus is why everybody's seeking an alternative. So we senior citizens have been preconditioned, and we've lived a while, and we've seen a lot of things, and we've listened to a lot, and we're learning now after so many years that we were pretty much misguided along the way on many topics, to include health for sure. So again, what we're trying to do here for our senior group is practice the stretching, practice the breathing, and the superfoods and how to impact your immune system. And you can control that to a very large degree to facilitate dissipating what crushed up stuff over the counter that's over, you know, highly ineffective and overpriced, just isn't doing for you. So we'll talk a lot about that right after this message. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back. We'll start in on talking about the immune system after this break. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, Grandpa Bill here. And you know, in yesterday's show, thanks for joining us today, by the way, I mentioned about Patriot Supply as far as storable food. I will be talking more and more about them, but here I want to say how so far I've had two orders. I have one in route for actually a water purifier, but the first order, I got a storable bucket of different varietal beans and rices. And I've tried quite a few myself. I gave a pretty healthy portion of them to my son, who loves them immensely. I am an affiliate of theirs now. I did join their affiliate program, and I always am transparent to the vendors that I have the potential of being compensated for, but oh so many more. I'm strictly a goodwill ambassador. I do it of my own volition. I do it because I believe in the products, and I love to continue to promote those good products, those vendors, and that's what we do via the direct to the manufacturer program, which Patriot Supply is now also a member of. Working fervently on reconstructing my landing page to make that a little bit more navigable, but it is at bhsales.vpweb.com. All of this will be updated. It's changing rapidly. More and more additions direct to the manufacturers. It's an a la carte program that's over and above the CTFO wholesale opportunity that we talk about over at the CTFO Business Platform show right here at Anchor as well. And the Wholesale Shopping Club, it's a la carte. It's just a value-added service offered as a optional, which everything we do is optional. For deeper discounting, it's all self-explanatory. And I wanted to squeeze in here to give my own personal testimonial so far for Patriot Supply. I'll be looking forward to garnering more. My son will be giving a formal one when he gets 5 minutes to do so, but he loves them. Gave me the okay to talk about his doing so. So stay tuned. I'll be updating my testimonial page as well. And Patriot Supply, storable food. We'll be doing more shows about that in depth. And we wanted to squeeze that in. As you all know, I do my own endorsements, voiceovers, whatever. We've talked about that. I don't audition or whatever. In all honesty, it's a waste of both parties' time and full appreciation for them and myself. You know, I don't have the gifted voice and all of that kind of stuff, so I just do it myself, and there's no reason to apply for a formal audition or whatever. And I mean that in the most respectful way. That's how I do business. I just like to move on to what's doable, feasible, real, and attainable. So thanks, everybody. We'll be right back at the show talking about supporting the immune system. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, Grandpa Bill. I want to talk to you about an archival show that I did a while back, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, Dopamine and Mood. I'll be back in a few moments. Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, Dopamine and Mood.
Earthen clays, wildcrafted foods, clean things water on the planet. The opportunity to have foods that are provided through an ISO lab that are tested for glyphosate and alternate sources, to just have people have choices, but healthy choices for health and wellness. So dopamine here, quick product snippet here, and then at my shows, dopamine for sure, and endorphins, but segue into the complete package of mind, body, and soul. Thanks everyone, we'll see you there. Bye-bye for now.
Grandpa Bill back live. My thought that I would like to ask everybody to think about, my mental quiz, if you will, is think about what you're used to being, as in USE, you know, what you are used to being 10 years ago, 5 years ago, since you've been on the face of the earth, however young or old you may be, decades were applicable. Those of you that are my silver streakers and we've been around multiple decades, think of what we used to be, what we're used to being. Please understand my distorted connotations. What we're used to being day to day. What we thought was true, what we thought we were being informed on. Were we cognizant of what we weren't being informed on? So on and so forth. So, addiction, when that rears its ugly head in any facet of our lives, past tense, present, wherever, I say that to a ubiquitous audience. In my own case, the physical form of imbibing is done. But that's something I take to my grave. I've fought my entire life and will, however much longer or shorter I have, not so much picking up. You never say never, but not so much picking up. It's the peripheral damage. And then, of course, how that has precipitated what it's done to, in my own case, the outer core of what we are, but not the inner core. So the health part, mind, body, and soul, and then the healthy eating and what I've worked really, really hard, diet, nutrition, and what have you, and continuing to fight the uphill battle of the repercussions of the toxicity of the planet, our soil, our air, our water, and the degraded food, and the ever-increasing prices, and all of that. So again, it's just the same basic theme that it's always been. The body will and can heal itself. You have to be committed, you have to want it, you have to discover it, you have to understand it, you have to want to understand it, and you have to either adopt the conditioning that you're not going to be able to release dopamine, endorphins, and what have you if you don't practice warmth, the heart-brain connection to allow you to smile through the breathing and making a very concerted effort to do so. And we'll talk about how hard that is with scattered brain. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Everybody, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us, Grandpa Bill. Let's continue taking a look at mindset of intuitiveness, which is what we try to be the bridge for here in the conduit. Here more so through the show, being a holistic healing hour show. And my need to continue to learn about energy healing in my own body's deeper truths and imbalances. Talk a lot about Dustin Sulak and being certified as a holistic healer. Now, I'm still not a practitioner, but God willing, I want to continue to help others heal. It's been my passion and my business for over a quarter of a century. That's longer than that, actually, but in the capacity of in the health industry and all these capacities I've had, past tense, when I retired in 2019. Of course, to myself, spiritualism, how I envision God, my religion, whatever. But knowing the source that I believe in, it heals instantly by believing in what I think and feel to be my concept of what this speck of dust that's managed to make it to 67 plus years now has an appreciation of what was done for me to be here to begin with. So until I can continue to purport what I feel as though I've gained that intimacy and revelation of his love and goodness towards my body, soul, and spirit imbalances, and my fundamental issues that most of us in some semblance of an organized society, that is, face each and every day of our lives. How to heal, how to grow, how to evolve, and how to continue to do so positively, healthfully, and impactfully. Please know, impactfully, not anarchically. Thus is the legions, such as the Water Consciousness Movement, I believe 10,000 plus strong, the secret intelligence of water. There's many that I support passionately, will continue to do so, and many more. And good Lord willing, I'm using these shows, my blogs, whatever time I got left, to use these platforms to simply again be what I've always been, like just simply a conduit to what's hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information to put you in touch with the authors, intuitives, physicians, manufacturers of their own companies, legacies, just people together in unison. Whatever they do and however they do it, when they do it for the right reasons, the right way, and knowing the gift that we all have that will get us there before any pill, potion, tincture, cream, salve, oil, whatever. The flip side of that, we have to have sustenance. We have to have clean water, clean food. I believe I can be the bridge to that gap as well, with the help of the many. Thus is why we offer the direct to the manufacturer a la carte program over and above a wholesale pricing opportunity at the other platform where we talk the business side. But both platforms interlope and interlap into good health for the mind, in the body and the soul. So I'm going to talk more about more green superfoods again, revisit spirulina, chlorella. But chlorophyll is a pigment that gives plants and algae their vibrant green color. And I talk a lot about sea vegetation. That's what I did for 25 plus years until I retired in 2019. But it's still a very integral part of my own personal diet, of many of my clients. And powders, storable food, which have been slowly infiltrating here of recent note. We're going to be talking about all of that more so, but chlorophyll in particularly is bestowing us with numerous health benefits, like providing antioxidant properties, supporting a healthy inflammation response, and promoting healthy metabolic function. It's also used as a blood builder, since chlorophyll is chemically similar to hemoglobin, an important protein in red blood cells. Or for those of you, hemoglobin. Although all green white vegetables contain chlorophyll, a few plants share and stand out of the crowd when it comes to their sheer concentration of the compound. Wheatgrass, the freshly sprouted leaves of wheatgrass are made up of 70% chlorophyll, making it arguably the best source of chlorophyll. I would highly recommend another fine source supplier, Pure Synergy. Their organic wheatgrass juice powder has a whopping 30 milligrams of chlorophyll per serving. Another notable jade jewel is nutrient and chlorophyll dense blue-green algae. Verdant Recipe features these two chlorophyll supplements, cold dried to perfection and certified organic, to give you a power boost of emerald energy. Other chlorophyll heavyweights include organic barley grass juice powder, organic nettle leaf powder, and organic kale powder. Clean, cleanest. Quick recipe: chlorophyll in a cup, 1 cup coconut water or milk, 1 orange or 2 tangerines, 1/2 apple cored and chopped, 1/2 banana, 1/2 teaspoon of organic wheat grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon of organic blue-green algae powder from Blue Synergy, Synergy, Pure Synergy. Put ingredients in a blender and blend until smooth. Savor the gorgeous green goodness as it fills you with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and of course, chlorophyll. I'd like to talk to you about another fine Pure Synergy, Super Pure Astaxanthin. We've talked about the Health Rangers versions of both of these products. This is another a la carte choice. Our Super Pure Astaxanthin raises one of the strongest natural antioxidants on the planet to the peak of purity in our exclusive certified organic whole food supplement. It promotes healthy skin tone, texture, elasticity, and moisture levels. Enhances healthy eye and vision function, supports optimal athletic performance and recovery from exercise, and supplies nutritional support for healthy aging, cardiovascular function, mental clarity, and brain health. Silver Streakers joining me through the Workout for Geriatrics series, and we're talking about the nutrition. Perfect suggestion right here. Made with organic ingredients, non-GMO, super pure, gluten-free, vegan. Your immune system is a complex system. We've been talking about this, that protects you from viruses, bacteria, parasites, and other pathogens. It is a complex system that's essential for your health and survival. Optimum immune support is important for your health at all times, as we face more stressful experiences It is even more important to strengthen your body with good immune support strategies. Types of immunity. Once your body creates an antibody, it stays in your body forever. This storage is the reason why you cannot get chickenpox twice and helps your body fight other infections and illnesses. This protection from your immune system is called immunity. Several types of immunity. There's innate immunity. This is the immunity you were born with that allows your body to fight pathogens until you develop adaptive immunity. Adaptive immunity, this form of immunity is also called acquired immunity. It is a library of antibodies that your body develops through being exposed to and fighting off pathogens throughout your life. Passive immunity is a form of immunity that includes a baby's protection through the placenta or breast milk that lasts for a certain period to protect the body until it can defend itself. Immunization exposes your body to antigens and weakened pathogens to protect your body from specific infections and illnesses in the future. Your T cells, something we've been talking a lot about, help to coordinate immune regulation and kill compromised cells. However, T cell function decreases as you age. It lowers immunity, especially in we older adults. Welcome, seniors, my silver streakers. This is why respiratory infections, influenza, and pneumonia cause more risk and are among the leading causes of death for those over 65, including the pandemic of COVID-19. Unhealthy lifestyle choices, including an inflammatory diet, lack of exercise, smoking, inadequate sleep, chronic stress, and improper hygiene, can also help compromise your immunity and make you more prone to disease. We'll talk about all of this in upcoming shows, and we'll continue today in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. It's Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us today. I want to tell you about 10X Pure and how we very recently made national news with a series of press releases. Everyone deserves to be happy. 10X Pure. Those of you that are here via invite, like either on my sales team or through an invite to listen in, and there's a couple of other groups that I've invited, if applicable, you know whom you are, and ubiquitous audience. What it entails is CTFO stands for Changing the Future Outcome, for those of you that may not know that. And it exists solely to help others with their health and wealth. It is our deepest desire that those who find themselves weighed down by their 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever, mom, pop, mom and dads, wanting to stay at home with their family, those that do, find a community, financial freedom, great friendships, and purpose with us here at CTFO. 10X Pure, your life. 10X Pure Gourmet Coffee. 10X Pure is making national news. CTFO reveals the discovery of stabilized cannabinoid acid molecules, making the seemingly impossible possible. 10X Pure naturally stabilize the cannabinoid acids such as CBDA and CBGA, thought to be up to 1,800 times more potent than CBD for targeted therapeutic issues. As a member or customer, you automatically receive wholesale pricing. This is a 30% discount off of retail. AutoShip receives an additional savings. The national press release, I believe, was Wednesday of this week, but I'm going to read it verbatim. More potent than CBD, naturally. CTFO reveals discovery of stabilized cannabinoid acid molecules. The news is provided by CTFO. It was indeed May 12, 2021 at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Reno, Nevada, place of origin for the press release. Again, May 12, 2021. PR Newswire. Reading verbatim, CTFO Incorporated set out to prove that its proprietary delivery of 10X Pure, which is trademarked, could deliver bioavailable oily cannabinoids through your normal 60% aqueous body. CTFO announces a surprising and unexpected discovery. The ability to stabilize cannabinoid acid molecules such as CBDA, making the seemingly impossible possible. This cannabinoid acid stability milestone is supported by documented lab results with no meaningful potency degradation of the acids. The general sequence of events: in January 2019, CTFO commissioned an exploratory scientific endeavor using CTFO 10X Pure trademark delivery technology to demonstrate increased absorption and bioavailability of oily cannabinoids. CTFO unexpectedly discovered that this proprietary technology also stabilized the cannabinoid acids such as CBDA. In April 2019, CTFO published the exploratory scientific endeavor on their website with data showing increased absorption, bioavailability, and protection of the cannabinoid acid molecules. In July 2019, CTFO launched the first-of-its-kind product to the public, 10X Pure Super 1000, again trademarked, containing 300 milligrams of CBDA and 700 milligrams of cannabinoids. In January 2021, CTFO launched another industry first, Bliss Extra Strength Happy, containing 200 milligrams of CBGA. In May 2021, CTFO is committed to enhance our 10X Pure trademark cannabinoid acid stabilization in a new era of product development with our partners based on an over 18 months of promising personal anecdotes. FortuneBusinessInsights.com, a research company, reports global CBD market size projected at $39.99 billion by 2027, a 46.4% compound annual growth rate. CTFO believes a large percentage of that business could theoretically be cannabinoid acids formulated individually together or in combination with CBD. CTFO announces a surprising and unexpected discovery, the ability to stabilize cannabinoid acid molecules such as CBDA. The launch of CTFO's original 10X Pure Super 1000 brand, enriched with 300 milligrams CBDA in July of 2019, marked the beginning of a new era in harnessing the natural cannabinoid acid molecules for potential therapeutic benefit, said Stuart Finger, Chief Executive Officer, CTFO. Under the guidance of David D'Arcangelo, Global Marketing Director, CTFO has focused on cannabinoid acid molecules that have long been theorized to be significantly more potent than CBD for specific therapeutic benefit. The addition of new president Kevin Fournier last week supports CTFO's goal of expanding global network sales and marketing distribution supported by fair pricing and equal access for all, said David D'Arcangelo. About CTFO, CTFO, founded in 2015, is a U.S.-based health and wellness company doing business in the United States, Canada, and 15 other European countries. CTFO acquires, discovers, formulates, and distributes product solutions direct to consumers through its independent associates network, sales, and marketing teams. CTFO's vision: provide tools to empower people in business, health, and serving others, demonstrating the good news with quality, integrity, and generosity. For more information, visit bhsales.myctfo.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Back to the show. I always like to interject a thought of the day, usually a quote of the day, joke of the day, and it usually has to coordinate and correlate with when I remember one or directly quote one. Those who are in a position of strength have a responsibility to protect those in need. That would be part of the key component, if you will, K-E-Y, having a little fun here with the phonetics of lettering. Point being, K would be keep, and the E would be elevating, and the Y would be yourself. Keep elevating yourself. It's a concept that's been around forever. It's not my concept, but it's a concept that I'd like to adapt and intertwine here at the Holistic Healing Hour. I think it's a good concept to practice for all of us. So I'm going to have some fun with key, the word key, meaning keep elevating yourself. So that's kind of an underlying theme, mantra, word of motivation for myself that I'll be incorporating into the discussions of. I work out for geriatrics, the nutrition and superfoods that we're covering here at the show. So, my online audience, community, following, clients, all of the above, to whatever numbers. I appreciate one and all. Please understand this, but it's a huge part of what drives my business. But, you know, my business is over at the business show, and it's at a different faction in my life. So my drive and compassion are always there, but my point in life is a bit different on approaching it. So we'll talk about that, but they do interlope. As I said before, the two shows interlope because they're all about health. So it's much more than that to myself. The shows, the following, And again, I can't have one without you, so I appreciate that. I do. We're growing. Baby steps. But it helps me to funnel my passion of what I've always done in force of when I was in business before I retired from that. And the content that I create, if you will, I'm using my own quotation figures here in the studio. I'm not sure about a creator or whatever that even means. I just continue to write blogs to the best of my ability from having done it for a really long time. The scripts of my shows, you know, I just write them myself to whatever degree. Usually going from my brain fog memory. It just is what it is. But at the same time, it's kind of exactly what I've always wanted it to be. It's just an informational vehicle. Pretty much, it's just an informational vehicle. So that's the avenue, approach, mantra, whatever. So I call it key, my key component, my key element, whatever. But it's just keep elevating yourself, meaning myself. And that's been a mantra that's been out there for a really long time, however anybody wants to encompass that. So having a little fun with the key components, if you will, of the direction of the show moving forward. Keep elevating yourself. Again, it works for myself. It's kind of words to live by. So that's kind of my thought for the day. And those that followed the show, hopefully will chuckle, because I thought I would insert that from the last break, because that was my thought of the day as they come into my mind and are fleeting thoughts, if you will. So I put them to air as soon as I can. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show and thanks for joining us again and staying with us. We appreciate that. Quickly want to talk about water fasting, something that I've done personally for about the last 4.5-5 years. And like most things, I do everything a little bit differently. Be that right, be it wrong, be it whatever, but I've had proven results that work for myself. So again, any program, to include this one, anybody's, you know, always under the guise of your physician, nutritionist, you know, whatever, all of the above, you folks know yourself better than anybody. So always, these, again, I have to do these caveats and these disclaimers. This is a success that I've had within my own body, so I base it on what's worked for myself. Having said that, I do have clients that have partaken and, you know, they've had proven results. So, transparency, if you will. Water fasting is a period when a person eats no food and drinks water only. That's what I do. But I've been doing it for a few years now, and I do it for myself. I don't really time it, and I definitely have never done it over a 12-hour period with just water. So there's many ways. The monk diet, name intended, implied, many of you will know what that is. The monks, they do it. Fasting with food and water under a whole different premise, and that works for them. And you know, some people can take this days out. Michael King has been on my show from Vitality Herbs and Clay. I think he went a month once. So again, under the guise of what individual physiology, chemistry, medications, your weight, all of it through the guise of your practitioner. And again, to protect the innocent, whomever that may be, especially nowadays. This is mostly a holistic approach, be it a right, wrong, indifferent, craziness, witch doctory, whatever. But to save time and effort and whatever, pretty much the percentile is under the holistic way of looking at things. So again, all in the eyes and ears of the beholder. I know it works for myself. So water fasting is a period when a person eats no food and drinks only water. Fasting in this way may help with weight loss. It certainly did for myself and helped me maintain what I had lost through superfoods and whey powder probably 2.5-3 years previous to doing this water fasting with the degree that I've done it over the last 4 years, which is pretty much weekly. But I drink so much of the water, you see, my system is metabolized that it really has facilitated the diminishing or keeping at bay the inflammation part of my rheumatoid arthritis. And a very long story, it wasn't in a direct conversation with Dr. Sulak. Please understand that. It was with his office, with a practitioner. This is probably, 3 years ago, and now my 6-year relationship with Integrate 8 office. Blah, 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 blah. They asked me, you drink a fair amount of caffeine, your blood pressure is really good, you stay bye-bye, I said I drink a lot of water, and I did. I started talking about Tourmaline Spring. Subsequently, not so much precipitated by that conversation, but they did start putting it in their Manchester, Maine office, I believe, and drinking it in-house, and the doctor raved about it. And the doctor that I had conferred with for probably my first 2 years there, who left the practice of his own volition, lived like 10 miles away from where this is. He had a camp in Waterford, Maine. And it's kind of the backhanded folklore. He never even heard of it. And no aspersions. He's not alone. In proximity, he's like 15 miles away. I have relatives the same way that are, becoming more edified and aware of it and what have you. Have owned property all around it and whatever. It's kind of an obscure gem that is exactly, what the name implies, a geological phenomenon. So I have the advantage of having that quality of water, number one, which is why it warrants the name sacred water. And again, we've been all through who believes what, mud puddles and all that. That's another arena, and it's all been disproven and documented and all of that. We're by doing that, but occasionally you have to interject all that stuff. So that's my water of choice. That's what I've been drinking forever, for sure, daily, for the last 4 years. That's a fact, Jack. So that water fasting for me has reaped huge benefits in a number of ways. Inflammation being probably the key, because I have psoriatic arthritis as well, and I have all this nervous system disorders and immune system toxicity and amalgam fillings and all that. And again, it's not an oh poor me thing. I like to try to use myself as the proverbial guinea pig, lab rat, whatever. And there's a lot of things that I freely avow, don't do it the way that I did it. That's why I do this too. It's not a wine and cheese and no violin. It really, really isn't. And, hopefully it's not perceived that way. There's good and there's bad and the ugly to everything. Don't ever do what I did. I tell everybody, don't ever do it. It's like the old adage, and I always screw that up. And Michael King, when he was on the show and I, we laughed about old age and memory. I always get that one backwards. I'll probably get it backwards right here. Respectfully, do as I say, you know, as far as taking information, you know what I'm saying. Please do as I say. Never do as I do. And Michael King and I both chuckled about it. We push our products to the limit, but it's long and involved because we've built our systems up with our products that we know our limits. I mean, we're not overly crazy, you know, we know what our bodies, but we do challenge our bodies with them. And we exchange some pleasantries on air, and certainly many off air, about, oh my God, when I did this, it was great, but you know, whatever, like anything, because again, never forget, these are all natural medicines. Nobody's getting psychotic or tripping on acid or whatever. It's not that type of thing. Again, so water fasting, it's good for satiety, it's good for food bills, it's really good for your immune system, but obviously everybody's physiology, chemistry, history, what you're presently on, blood pressure, medicines, this, that, and the other thing is why you discuss it with your practitioner. So under ideal conditions to do so, that won't enhance making something that you're going through worse or something like that. That's self-defeatist and shooting yourself in the foot. Like we say, it's so counterintuitive to get involved in negativity and violence and all. It's so counterintuitive to health if we just stop and think for a second. What could be worse for your body health-wise in inducing stress and anxiety by getting all agitated, and obviously your blood pressure goes up accordingly, whatever. But anyway, water fasting and intermittent fasting. I'll talk much more about this. I have archival shows. But moving forward, it really is the catalyst. In any clean water source, I mean, we all have to do what we have to do. There's no nirvana. And everybody can't just get this and that. There's variables. But I would highly recommend to filter your tap water no matter where you live. And I'm just about to practice what I preach. I know I've talked about that a lot. I have one en route. And, you know, we're all creatures of habit. I've talked about microwave ovens. I'm kind of working my way on not using my microwave with the degree of frequency. And it's old, it's beat. And I think when it dies, I'll be done with a microwave at that point. So constantly, key. Remember the key component we're having a little fun with at the show today, K-E-Y. Keep elevating yourself. This is just a component of. Okay, let's get back to the show. I wanted to interject that too a little bit as these things pop into my mind. As you all know, they don't stay there long. And literally, lots of times in between segments, that's when they do arise. And that's how and why I interject them. Thank you. Right back. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, and we are indeed going to wrap it up for today. We did pretty good. We went over by about 5 or 10 minutes, so we're getting there in the right direction. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Always remember that VA Sales, Chemical, Hayden's Animal Products, TFO, all my supplying vendors, Goodwill Ambassadors, all of us, we're all looking for the same thing, one way or the other. Relief of the stress, pain, anxiety, discomfort for our pets, their people, plants, and our planet. I want to thank everybody from the invited audience, which are many, where, when, and if it's applicable for your ears, you know whom you are. My Goodwill Ambassadors, the same, thank you. Ubiquitous audience, hopefully you perceive this for what it's supposed to be. I'm simply a conduit, hopefully providing and perceived as a harbinger of good information to put you in touch with further information, other viewpoints, opinions, products, choices, alternatives, always for the benefit and benefit of yourself, your family, and your pets. you do like us, please physically like us and share us. That helps us on the algorithms on social media, because our message will indeed resonate with someone, because everybody knows somebody in pain, discomfort, distress, and or who has a pet or both. We'll say bye-bye for now. We'll see you in the next episode, and may God bless. Peace.